This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
You got a big list here, so let's start out. The administrator of the Veterans Administration lauds San Bernardino County for ending veterans' homelessness.
Right. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald was in San Bernardino this week to meet with county officials, and he really expressed a lot of admiration for the job that the county did in meeting the president's initiative, which he announced in 2009, to house all homeless veterans by the end of 2015. San Bernardino County was one of the few places that met that goal. It started July 2015 with 400 homeless veterans, and by the end of the year had not only housed those but 100 additional vets who had either moved into the area or become homeless.
How did the county do this?
Well, the county put together a coalition of all of its agencies that touch on homelessness: housing, social workers, behavioral health. They also reached out to nonprofits and faith-based groups in the community. And all those resources, job placement too, came into play to help the veterans find temporary housing, work on finding permanent housing, getting job placements. And county also kicked in rental security deposits to help the veterans find rental housing.
Sounds amazing. And it also sounds like maybe this could be a model for other agencies. I mean, not just around the nation, but we have another county with a lot of homeless veterans around here.
Well, sure. It's a problem all over the nation, and certainly in areas where the weather is relatively temperate. The secretary said exactly that, Ken. He said that he's going to be telling the San Bernardino story all over the country. Riverside also is working on the homelessness problem for veterans. The House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee came to Riverside, had a public hearing there led by Congressman Mark Takano. The city of Riverside said that it has been successful in placing 89 veterans in housing by late 2015. So this is a nationwide problem. All of the counties all over Los Angeles also has an initiative to house veterans and other homeless.
Okay, and next, let's talk very quickly about the city of San Bernardino and San Bernardino Firefighters Union apparently coming up with a settlement that ends the legal battle about what the city is going to do with its fire department.
This has been 9 years of battling. The Firefighters Union has fought the city every step of the way, even before it declared bankruptcy, when the city asked all of its labor unions to accept some take-back bargaining, reducing salaries and benefits a little bit to try to balance the budget. The firefighters would not go along. When the city imposed a contract on the firefighters, the firefighters sued. The bankruptcy court ruled in favor of the city, but it's just been a nonstop legal battle, and this really represents a big step forward. Part of the bankruptcy plan is to outsource the fire department to the county fire agency, and it looks like the city firefighters have stopped fighting that.
Okay, let's go to what is going to be a big event in Riverside County over a particular weekend next month, and that's a stretch of the 91 freeway through Corona is going to be shut down for more than just a few hours. It's going to be shut down for a couple of days.
You know, freeways have not been fun in the Inland Empire over the past couple of years. The 10 also has been almost closed down on weekends, you know, alternating the eastbound and westbound lanes, narrowed down to one lane from four, really a choke point. So in Corona, rather than do this piecemeal, they say it would take 20 nights of closures over 10 weekends, they decided to kind of rip the Band-Aid off and just do it all at once. They're closing the 91 in Corona from Friday, February 19th to Monday, February 22nd. They're strongly recommending that commuters find alternate routes if they need to get to and from Orange County. Just stay away. Kind of the same way that up in Los Angeles County, when they closed the 405 a few years ago, they called it Carmageddon.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning toward Coronageddon.
Oh, maybe? Actually, okay, yeah. Somebody's already come up with
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
So they're telling people to use the 60, and I think the 60 is going to have a lot of traffic because same with the I-10 closures, people have been using the 60 instead.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that as that weekend approaches in mid-February. And finally, the Beaumont City Council has finally picked someone to fill the vacancy they had there.
Right. And this was the vacancy that arose from the death of Councilman Jeff Fox. The council, a four-member council now, had decided to fill it by appointment. They interviewed applicants last week, but they deadlocked. They couldn't decide between two of the applicants. This week, they broke that deadlock, and they appointed Della Condon. She's a retired teacher, and she said she's not going to run for the seat, so there will be an opening in November.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.